on top. Mishnah says, Omaloi hoveli menachloin. Let's say the balabos says to a shliach in the house, he tells the servant in the house, bring me something from the windowsill. Or else, and it was something shel hegdish, and he made a mistake. Either it was money, it was food, and the balabos thought it was own, and really it was something shel hegdish. So he told the shliach, bring me that food or that money from the windowsill. Oi minhat luskum, or else bring me something from a box. The same thing, either it was food or money, something of hegdish. And like with the shalot being over the Yisamilo, that the Baal HaBos thought we made a mistake, thought it was chulin. For Hovi Loi, and the Shliach Taka brought it, did his shlichus. So the Shliach Taka picked it up, and he had tasked to be mitziyat lechulin. So the halacher is, Afal pi shoma Baal HaBos, even though now the Baal HaBos speaks out and says, that Loi hoya believe yele mizeh, I did not really mean to tell you to take the food or the money from the window. I really meant different money. Still the heavy mizeh, I didn't want you to bring from this, I want you to bring from something else. Still the locher is Baal HaBayis Mo'el. L'maisa the Baal HaBos is Mo'el. Because there's a loch of Yen Shliach Advar Veira here by Milo. And therefore since the Baal HaBos made a Shliach, and the Shliach did what the Baal HaBos told him, so it's sitting like the Baal HaBos was Mo'el, was Mo'etzit L'chulin. Even though the Baal HaBos afterwards speaks out and says, I didn't mean that, but that's called Dvorim Shebelei, we don't believe him. Since when he first spoke out, he said clearly, bring me that money from the window. And he told him, I take that money and buy something, I'd be moitzit lechulin. And the shliach listened and did the shlichus. See, when the letter of the Baal HaBos says, I didn't mean it, we don't believe the Baal HaBos. And therefore, that's enough of the Baal HaBos is over the Yisamila. And he has to bring a korbin and a keren v'chaymish. What's going to be the avalim or maloi? Hovali menachloi. Let's say the Baal HaBos told him, bring me the money from the windowsill. For hovali menat luskimo. And the shliach did not listen and took the money from a box from someplace else. Oy minat liapit, or else the opposite way. Oy minat luskemo. The Baal HaBos told the shliach, bring me the money from the box. And really, that was hegdishtik of money, but just he made a mistake. He thought it was his own money. But instead, v'hovel minachloin, the shliach went and took the money from the windowsill. So in this case now, hashliach mo, the loch where the shliach is over the yisamila, not the Baal HaBos, because in this case, the shliach did not do his shlichus. He did not do what he was supposed to do. So therefore, it's not called shlichus. It's called the shliach did it on his own. Therefore, the shliach himself is over the yisamila. What's another chiddush now? What's going to be sholach biyad cheresh shaita v'kotim? Let's say a Baal HaBos sends the money, but he sends like he wants to pay up his bill. So he sends the money that he thought was his own money, really was hegdishtik of money. So he sends it biyad cheresh shaita v'kotim. And the chura, they have no das. Really, then lav b'nei shlichus ninu. Still, the chiddush here is, if they do what the Baal HaBos told them to do it, is Baal HaBos, Baal HaBayis Mo'el, the Baal HaBos is over the Yisamila. And if the Baal HaBos gave this money to the Cheresh Shait of a Kotin, Cheresh means deaf and dumb, Shait the fool or a Kotin, and they went and took the money, gave it to the Chendri, to the storekeeper, that they paid up his Chayv with it, so it's still that he did his Shlichus. And therefore the Baal HaBos is over the Yisamila, and not them. They're looking for potter pshit because they were cotton. But the chiddush here, the Baal HaBos is chayiv. So we'll see in the Gemara. Even though usually we say ain't shlichus by cotton, so we'll have to see why here it's different. What's going to be though lo yosa shlichusay? Let's say the cheresh shet v'cotton did not do exactly what the Baal HaBos told him. In other words, the Baal HaBos told him to take money from the windowsill, and they went and took money from the box and they gave it to a chenveni. Send the locker is chenveni mol. So the Baal HaBos is not mol because they did not do what he told them to do. So they're not like a shliach for the Baal HaBos. They themselves are not over the yisamila because they're a cheresh shait to the cotton. So therefore, when the chenveni, when the storekeeper now is going to take that money and spend it and be moitziyit, that's when the chenveni will be over the yisamila. What's going to be though sholach biyat pikeach? Let's say he sent the money biyari pikeach, the Baal HaBos gave it to a smart person that's a pikeach. Now, v'niskar, the Baal HaBos remembered, oy vey, what did I do by sending that money to pay my bill? That money is hegdish. So the Baal HaBos remembered. So actually, the Baal HaBos remembers before the shliach gave the money to the storekeeper. So it comes out now like this, chenveni mol l'kashi yaitzi. The chenveni is over the yisamila when he goes and spends the money. Because it's like this. the Mishalayach, the Balabos, he's not over in Isamila because he's mazed. He knows now that it's Hegdish Tikka money. So to use Hegdish Tikka money b'mezid, it's not Yotzel Chulin. It still remains Kodesh. So the Balabos is not over the Isamila. The Shliach is not over the Isamila because he's doing his Shlichus. It's not his own Maisa, it's the Balabos's Maisa. We'll see in the Gemara about that. So therefore, who's over the Isamila? The Chenbeni, he doesn't realize that it's Hegdish. So when he takes the money and spends the money, he'll be over the Yisamila. But now the Mishnah says, Kate said, Yase, what should a Balabos really do in such a case? Where the Balabos sent the money with the Shliach to pay up his bill. And while the Shliach is on the way, now the Balabos realizes, Oive, that money is Hegdish. So what really should the Balabos do? What he should do is, Noitel Pruta, let him take another Pruta, different money. Oy Kli, you're also an object. The Oymen, let him say like this, Pruta Shal Hegdish, and that money that belongs to Hegdish that I'm sending with my Shliach, B'chol Mokim Shu, wherever it is, Mechul, it should be Mechulul, Alze, on this Kli, or on this money. And that's the Klal, She Hegdish Nifta V'Kesev V'Shav V'Kesev. You could redeem Hegdish, either with Kesev or Shav V'Kesev. Since you could redeem it, therefore, you'll be poiderit, and therefore the chenbi would not be over the yisa. So that's the eitz to save the chenbi for being over the yisa mila. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "My kamash, what's the chiddush of the raisha? That when the balabos says after the shliach did the shlichus that I didn't mean to tell you to do that, my kamash malon that dvorm shablei vein dvorm enchanami. That even though the balabos speaks out now and says I didn't mean to tell you to take that, so what? Since lemais you told him." So at the time when you told them, we understood that's what you meant. So therefore, it's called Yadid Yishlichus. And now when you change your mind, it's called Dvorm Shemlei. We don't believe you. Say the Dvorm. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shilech Biyad Chereshayt V'Kotin? And most of they do Yishlichus, then the Balabas is more. So the question, why? For Allah B'nei Shlichus Ninu, how could that be? A Chereshayt V'Kotin called to Rakul is not B'nei Shlichus. It can't be a Shliach. Yeah, you have to be a Ben Das, a Godel, not a Kotin. If so, why is the Balabas small? Where's the Shlichus? So my answer is, Amar Reb Lozer says, Asuyim kemoatam shozesim. It has the same halacha that we see by an olive press. That over there the halacha is, when the olives by themselves start to sweat away, if you put them in a crushed place, like, tightly. So then it starts to heat up the olives, and it starts to sweat. So that halacha there, it's machshir lekabatumma. When the sweat, the juice, the oil comes out of the olives, it's machshir the olive from the kabotuma. Why? Because since the balabos is nicha with that juice, it's considered like he put the water there. So you see, something you're nicha, you're happy with, is considered like you did it. See here also, the fact that you told them to take the money, give it to the chenveni, and you are happy with what they did, it's considered like you did it. In other words, here by shlichus, so, like, let's say you'd make a cherish to make kedushin for you. Avada there would not be chal. Because to make kedushin, that's called a maisa chalois. You have to be a baal to make the chalois. But over here, this action is not really making any new dinim. It's a mitzias, it's an action, that's all. That the money was taken and given over to the chenveni, to the storekeeper. It's a pure, simple action. So if that's a swerve, the balabas told them to do it. And they did it because he told them they're doing it for him, and the Balabas is happy with what's done, it's considered like the Balabas did that simple maisa. The Tanan learned like this, Ha'azaisim if you have olives, Mi'ayim esayim mikablam tumah, like when are they considered huksher, when is it considered the liquid that goes on top of them, made it hefshel kabal tumah, Mishiyaziyu, when the olives start to sweat, so the juice that comes out of the olives, that's also called a mashker, that makes it fit like kabal tumah. Now, Zayas HaMotan has to be when it's sweat in the Motan, not like in the olive press. But used to first crush down the olives there and let them heat up, let them stay there for a while. And then they by themselves, they would start to sweat and the olives would come out, the oil would come out. And then they'd really press it down. So when the first juice starts to come out, you're nicha, you're happy with it, that's machshirit. But V'loi Zayas HaKupa, not in the basket when you're first picking the olives off the tree. Those baskets used to be like a hollow, a holy basket, had a lot of holes there. And then if the juice would fall out, it would just go on the ground, leave, but you don't want to save the juice then. So that juice you're not nicha, you're not happy with. That's called v'loy zayas akupa. Not with the sweat that comes out when you first collect it in the basket. But only the sweat that comes out after it's in the press. So the kids said, that's what Rashi says, it's a loch, you have to have nichusa, you have to be happy with it on it, and when you're happy with it on, that's considered like you put it there. And the Pasuk says, ki yitan, and with dash and ki yitan, like dumi de chiyitan means, even though you don't have to put it on it, but as long as you are happy when the juice is on the pre, it's considered like you put it there. Zeroast is considered like you did it. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Yeh, Koyse Shoshnina, being another little proof to such Yisoy, that you can make a shliach if it's just a pure action. You're not making any new deedim, any new chalois. It's just a simple action that whoever does it for you is considered like you did it. We learned in Hilchos Erevin that Nosnu Agabi Akuf, let's say you want to make an Erev Tchumen. You want to be able to walk outside the city on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you have to put the Erev down there, the two lechems down. So let's say you sent it on a monkey. Valicha, and the monkey took it to put it down at the end of the Tchum. Or you got me a pill, or else you put it on top of a monkey, or on top of an elephant. Valicha, and they carried the Erev and put it down over there. Is Harez the Erev? The Erev is good. Alma, what do we see? Ka'ovich tichusai. That Lamaisa, since these elephant or the monkey put it down where you wanted it to, and it's only a simple action of it being there, it seems like you put it down there. So Achanam, you're also by Mila, it's a simple action of just taking the money, giving it to the storekeeper. So here also is Sabash to Chusayu. It's considered like you did Yishlichus. Even though Torah speaks out over there by Ervin over there, that Hiksha, the bottom Torah is Hiksha Ben Ophrayim, Eperk Mechom Arov and Amrinon, Ain's Erev, it's not called an Erev. If they put it down there themselves, see, the answer is here we're talking about the shakuf atzma benichul derasomer, where the monkey himself puts it down. But here we're talking about that the balabas told somebody over there to take it off and put it down. So you might see still have to come on to the shnichus here that the actual bringing it there is called like the balabas brought it there. Just actually putting it down, a barantas put it down. I call upon this the side of shnichus lamila. That here it's just a pure action, and an action, as long as it's done for you, is considered like you did it. Then it says, what? Sholach biyat pikeach, but let's say you send it. You send it with biyat pikeach, and then you remember. So, lo korea, then the chen b'ni yizmol. So, Mar says, v'yaf agav liyit k'shliach, the chur tzmash, only the balabos remembered, but not the shliach. So it's mashma, even though the shliach does not remember that the shliach is a shaygig, you tell him now for some reason the shliach is not over the yisamila, only the chenveni. The more remino have a question. It says niska balabayis v'lo niska shliach. A similar case: the balabos made a shliach to take money to buy something, and while the shliach is going, the balabos reminds himself that that money was hegdish, but the shliach did not realize it. There's a clearly hashliach mal. Yes, the shliach is over the yisamila. As if the shlichus goes back to the balabos, he's a shaygay. So the shliach, the mashalech, the balabos over the yisamilo. But when the balabos is amazed, then the yis remains by the shliach. So now, like we're saying in our Mishnah, so Mer says yes. Amr Sheshes Mas Nisin Nami Kishnis Krishnayim. That our Mishnah says only the chenveni is over the yisamilo, not the shliach. That's only where both the mashalech, the balabos, and the shliach. They both remind themselves that this money is hegdish, and they're doing it b'meisid. So then, the only one that's doing it b'shegdish is only the chenveni. That's why the Mishnah says only the chenveni is over the yisamila. But enochanami, if the shliach would not realize it, and the shliach gives out the money, then the shliach would be over the yisamila. Now the Mishnah says, no san loy pruta. Let's say you give somebody a pruta, and omalei the balabas gives the shliach a pruta. And Amalei tells him, Havali bechetzia neiris or bechetzia psilis. I want you to buy me now half neiris. Rashi said that the kli cheris, a cup-like, to hold the oil in. And half of it, half the money, buy me wicks. And it came out that the money was shel hegdish. V'holach the shliach went, V'hevi loy bekula psilis. He brought with the whole pruta only wicks. Or else, I bekula neiris. He brought only cups. That's all. So in this case, the Chura, nobody's over the Yisamila, Masunsi. Or else, Oishom Aloy, let's say the opposite way. The Balabas told the Shliach, Havali Bekul Neiris, bring me the whole pruta's worth of cups to hold the oil in. Oy Bekul Psilis, or else bring me the whole money's worth, the whole pruta's worth, wicks. For Holach, the Havi, the Shliach went and brought back Bechet, Yeneris, and Bechet, Yipsilis. He brought back half cups to hold the oil, the kli cheres, and half wicks. So look, in this case is shneim lemolu. Both of them are not over the yisamila, because the shliach only did half of the shlichus. So half that he did is only worth a chatzi pruta. So it's like the balabos was more a chatzi pruta's worth, and like the shliach was more a chatzi pruta's worth. So you can't put the two together. Neither of them was more the shear of a pruta. So therefore, both of them are poto for a mila. But what's going to be? Avlamomala, let's say the balabos said, Hovali bechetzi neiris imokim pleni. I want you to buy me half a pruta's worth of these cups, the klicheris, throw the oil in from one place. Or bechetzi apsilis imokim pleni. And the other half of the pruta, buy me wicks from that place, different place. For all the shliach went now for Hovilei Neiros Mimakim Silas, he brought him the Neiros, he brought him the cups from the place where he's supposed to buy the wicks. Upsilas, and he brought him the wicks Mimakim from the place nearest where he's supposed to buy the Neiros. So Locher is here, Ashliach Mol, since the shliach did not do his shlichus at all, so therefore the Balabos is not Mol, it wasn't the shlichus. So now it comes out as if the shliach himself spent this pruta. He was Maitzia, a pruta's worth from Hegdish, so the Shlich himself is over the Yisamila. What's going to be Masan Loishte Prutas? I said the Balabos gave him two prutas. The Yomle told him like this, Leich Vahavili Esrig, I want you to buy me an Esrig. Here's two prutas. Spend it and buy me an Esrig. And it came out that money was Hegdish ticket money. Vaholach, the Shlich went now, Vahavili Biachas Esrig. He got a cheap buy. So he brought him back an Esrig worth one pruta, over Yachas, but the other pruta, Rimon, he brought him back a pomegranate with it. So look, in this case, is Shnei and Molu. Both of them are over the Yisamila, Tanakam holds. Because one pruta is worth, you did your shlichus. So that's clearly like the Balabos was Moil, a pruta's worth. So therefore the Balabos is over the Yisamila. Now the shliach spent the second pruta without permission, like, to buy a Rimon, that's the shliach's mila. So the case of both of them are over the Yisamila. That's called Shnei and Molu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Balabayis Lemor. You don't know. It's not called you did the Shlichus. And therefore the Balabos is not over the Yisamila. Because Shuaimla, the Balabos has a right to tell the Shlich, listen, I gave you two prutas to buy me an Esrig. Meaning to say, Esrig Godla Yisimavakesh. I want you to buy me a nice big Esrig. Even though you got a good buy with one prutas worth, but I wanted a better one. I want you to buy me one worth two prutas. Vehevasali kotav rayi, brought me back a small one and a bad one. That's not what I wanted. So therefore, it's not called the shliach did his shlichus. Therefore, Yudos, the balabos is not mol, only the shliach is over the yisamila. Now, what's going to be nosan loy dinizov? He gave him a dinner, a golden dinner, I think which is worth 6 dinrei kesef. The yomale told him like this, lech vehevili chola, go buy me a suit. Go buy me a suit worth a dinner zov. For holach, the shliach went right now. For holach, v'hevi loy b'shloish shecholak. He only spent three silver dinrin. Okay, we said this one gold dinner is worth 6 dinrei zov, a dinrei kesef. So he spent half of that dinner zov, half of the golden coin, which is worth 3 silver coins. He spent 3 silver coins to buy the coat, the suit, over Shlosha Talos with the other 3, the other half, he bought a talus for the Balabayas. So again, the Tanakama holds Shnei Molu, both of them are over the Yisamila. The suit that you bought for the Balabos, that's the Shlichus, so the Balabos is more. But the other Chatzit, he spent to buy a talus, he had no right to do that, that's called you did it yourself. For that, the Shlichus is over the Yisamila. Again on this, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Balabayis Loimol. He also knows the Balabos is not over the Yisamila over here, because the Shliach did not do a Shlichus. Shuaimli says back to him, listen, Cholet Godli Yisimavakish. I would have wanted to buy me a bigger suit, means a more expensive suit. V'yavosli Kotavara. What you did, you just bought me a small one and a bad one. In other words, I'm not happy what you did, even though you got yourself a good price, a good bargain, but still I would have rather have the better one. See, if it's not called the Dima Shlichus at all, if Abud holds, the Balabos is not over the Yisamila, only the Shlichus, is the only one that's over the Yisamila. Yeah. The other one says, Shamet mino l'kur for now. Mishlam should have a proof to say shamet mino. From here, there should be a proof that yeshamet mino that man the yom l'shlucha. Somebody tells the shliach, his messenger, zil zavul l'kur darya. Go buy me a kur of land. That's a nice big piece of land. A piece of land which you could use a kur of seeds like the planted it. Usually, it's called the base kur. So I told you, go buy me now, go buy me a kur worth of land. The Zovuli kur yadarya, the yozal the shliach went with Zovuli Litzcha, and what he bought from was half of it. Litzcha is a half of a kur, that's all he bought. So locher is, koni lakeach ishno etchal the shlichus, and you take a boy, what you got? You get the half, you wanted more, but now that he bought you half, it's also chal. Rashi is claiming, Shamim Mathis and Ton of Evelyn Cholik, according to Tanakham at least. The Balabas also over the Yisamila. Why? Because you bought him half what he wanted, that's also called a good sale. So over in our Mishnah, you have the proof of this halacha here, that the Shliach only bought you half for the karka, half is better, it's like half of what you wanted, it's chal. So Mara says, no. I'll tell you, Amri, I'll tell you, it's no proof. Amri, hocha, hechidami, Kirsten Sat should be, Hochav Mayaskino, we're talking about over here, Hochav Mayaskinon, Kagoin, the Isilei Shove Vov, Besholish. And now Mishnah is talking about that Lemaisa the Shliach bought a golden coin's worth of a suit. Just he got it half price. But not the Pshat is he bought a simpler, a less value suit. He just got a better price. He got it for half price. So really, even though you only spent 3 silver coins, but the suit was really worth the silver, the golden coin. So that's why the Tanakhama says the Mishnah, the Shlich is a Schal. But in the case where I would tell you to buy me a kur's worth of property, and you only buy me half of a kur, it could be that's not called the sale at all, that's not called what I want you to do, maybe the price to the sale there would not be Chal at all. So for now, Mishnah, you have no proof. Now the Gemara says, if so, Amos Sefer, it was the Sefer the Mishnah say that Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Rabbi Yehuda, Amos Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Balabayis Lomo, the Balabayis not over the Yisamila. She Yochel Emlik has said to him back that, Chola Godli Yisam of Akish, I would have wanted you to buy me a big suit. Vevesli Chola Kotavra, instead you bought me a small one and a simple one. That's what he could answer back. So the question is, that's just one of the questions. Yochi, it's like you're really answering, then how does the Sefer say Masefer? As Vim Isa, the Isil is Shavu dinner, he taka brought him a suit worth the price. Sechi Motzom, how could he say to him, obviously, Kotam Ra, you brought me a small and bad one. You brought me the same price I asked for. I asked you to buy me a suit worth a dinner zov, and that's what you got me, just I got a half price. But the suit is worth the same thing. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say you didn't do your shlichus? What's from Rabbi Yehuda then? So where it says like this: the Yom Alei Iyoyvis Dinner Kulei Isisli Shava Beis Dinrin, that he still has a tiny back. If you would have spent the whole dinner's worth on a suit, I would have got that's like a four dinners. I would have got much more. So it's still a tiny, because I gave you the golden coin to buy me a suit. If you would have spent the whole golden coin on the suit, it wouldn't have been a much greater suit. So that's also called, you didn't do my shlichus. Whereas then the suit you would have brought me would have been worth 2 golden coins. So kids, I lost out, like negate to a suit worth 2, this is called small than dead. So therefore comes our good home Mishnah. The Gemara says, Hochanami Mistav, this is the Svaros, this should be Psham the Mishnah. The Tony Sefer, it says that in the Sefer will have, that was the safe of turn to Sefta. He says, take out the word safer. Yeah. How can I start to turn it like this? He says in the Sefta that the Moedra of Yud agrees the kidneys by beans, Sheshnei Molo. That if you tell the Shliach to buy you beans, and then he buys that in the same case in the Mishnah, that both of them are over the Yisamila. In the case of beans, he also agrees. So Nahechidam, what's the case talking about? You know, the Mishnah says, Kitni is per pruto, Kitni is per dinner. Because kidney is the same thing, whether it's worth the dinner, whether it's worth the fruit, it's the exact same thing. So by kidney is here, it's the same thing. So Hekidah, what's the case talking about? Ibias were dissolving Bishuma, if it's in a place where you sell it by an estimate, if so, Gabi kidneys nami, there should be a big difference even by kidneys also. The Yoivis seller, Muzalate Fay, if you were to spend the whole money and it gives it estimates, it gives you a much better price. See, even by beans also, if I give, let's say, a dollar to buy me a dollar's worth, and you got a dollar's worth for 50 cents, it still should not be much lichus. Because if you would have spent a dollar, you would have got much, much more. It's an estimate, and every little bit, it gives you much more. So Rapapa Papa says, no, this Tosefta is talking about, Beduchto de Mazvin Bechine Kini. Here we're talking about, they sell it now, each kana for a fruit, like each cup worth for a fruta. There was a certain measurement, this kani. So the Mazvin Kani Kani of the fruta. For every like cupful, it's worth a fruta. There the price is exactly fixed. It's a fixed price. Therefore, you don't gain anything. That if you would have spent the whole fruit, it doesn't make a difference. You would have got two cups. Now you got one cup fill. But this fact, you would have spent two fruiters wouldn't have given you less like four cups. You only would have got two. So then that's not cool. Then you did the shtichas of the balabais. It's only over here we're getting a special buy. So the swar is if you would have spent the whole money, you would have got a tremendous bargain. A tremendous better price. But now that you only spent half the money, you only got half of the bargain. So the Balabas says, you didn't do what I want you to. But where they only sell it for a dollar for the cup, then whatever it is, you're not going to get any better buy by buying more or less. So then the Balabas is nichos, what you did, then there would be shlichas, then you would agree the Balabas is more. Now the Mishnah says, Hamafkid mois eshel shuchoni. If somebody's mafkid, if you give money to a shechoni, that's a money exchanger. You let him hold on to a bag of money. So it depends. In tsrurim, if you have the bag wrapped up, tied up, then the halacha is lo yishtamish bem, that the shechoni, the money exchange man, has no right to use it. The thinker, therefore, im hoitzi mol, when the balabos first gave the money to the shechoni, even though it comes out that bag of money belonged to Hegdish, he's not over the yisamila. Because he was not mitzit, because the shechoni does not have a right to use it. So it's not called like he was mitzit meshus. Just later, if the shechoni takes it by himself and uses it, he'll be over the yisamila. In hoitzimo, if the shechoni takes it and uses it and mitzit to another shus, then the shechoni will be over the yisamila. What's going to be your mutar? Let's say the bag was untied, was opened. Then yishtamash bam, then minastam, you mean the shechoni, he's a money exchanger, that the mafia tells him, listen, I know you need money at times, so cash, you need this money, you could use it. So I give you a right to use the money, Bekitza. Therefore, the locker is, Befikach im hoitzi leimol, that if the shechoni uses it, he's not over the yisamila. You know why? Because the balabos that gave it was over the yisamila right now. Because when you give it to the shechoni, open money, you know he's going to use that, he has a right to use it. That's called like you're a mole right away. What's going to be if you give you money to be watched? Eitz balabais. Go to a regular balabas. Tell him to hold your money. Then the locher is bankach the bankach liyishtamish bem. The balabas is a regular pikodin. You have no right to use it. The thinker there from hoitzi. If the balabas goes and spends it, mole that the balabas is over the yisamila, not the first one that gave it to you. Because the one that gave it to you, it's not called he was mitzit l'mirshus l'shus. Because you had, the balabas had no right to use it. Because when the balabas uses it, then he's over the yisamila. What's going to be hachendvi? Let's say somebody gives his money to a storekeeper to hold. He's in between, he's not a regular balabas, and he's not a shechoni, he's not a money exchanger. So a storekeeper depends. Sometimes he needs the money, sometimes not. So it's machlokes. Hachendvi ka balabas divrei Rav Meir. May he hold a same luck like a balabas. That when he gave him the money open, and when money closed, he had no right to use it. Therefore, the first balabas is not over the yisamila. Just when the second one uses it, he's over the yisamila. Rav Yehuda Menachem Kishuchani has the same halach like Kishuchani. That the ma'isa storekeeper also sometimes uses the money. Therefore, if you give him an open bag, it's like you're telling him he could use it. And therefore, the first one is over the yisamila right away. Now, what's going to be Norflo Pruta Shel Hegdish Poter Kisai? You have one pruta of Hegdish and fell into your wallet. Or you show me else in the case you said, Pruta Bekistel Hegdish. If there's clearly only one dollar bill, one pruto, in your wallet, it should become Hegdish. So now, Kiva and Shaiti is a Rishayna Mual Divra Rabbi Kiva. And the Kiva Shaiti is, as soon as you use the first coin, we have to be afraid maybe that's the one that's Hegdish. And if we have to bring a Oshem Toli, like Tais Vixam, this is Rabbi Kiva Lashitas that he holds, there is an Oshem Toli even by Mila. So therefore, we don't know for sure you're over the Yisamila, because maybe the first coin is not the Hegdish to go on. But still, you have to bring a korban because it's a suffix, maybe you're over the Yisamila. However, the Chomer say no, the Chomer, they hold there's no Issa Oshem Toli by Mila, and therefore the Chomer, that you're not over the Yisamila until you spend all the money. Like then, for sure, you had to know from Hegdish, then you have to bring a korban. When somebody says, Pruta min kis ze hegdish. Somebody says a pruta from this wallet should be hegdish. That even Rabbi Kiva agrees, you're not over the Yisamila until you spend all the money. If you just take out one, even here Rabbi Kiva would agree that the first one coming out is not the hegdish to go on yet. And then if you're not over the Yisamila, not even a Sufik Yisam, until you spend all of them. And we'll soon see why. Samura says that Kiyosi Ravdimu, Ravdimi Kane, Omri said like this, that Ramile Rish Lakish Rav Yechanan, Rish Lakish threw a question to Rav Yechanan, that Maishna Reisha, Maishna Slev, what should be the difference? Why in the Reisha according to Rabbi Kiva? The first one you use is a Safek Issa. So you have to bring a Korban Nosham Toli. So in the safe also, since one coin in this kiss belongs to Hegdish like, so now the first coin you take out should be a Safek, maybe that's the one to be over the Yisamila. So as Rabbi Kiva in the safe is said, there's no Issa until you use all of them. What should be the difference between the beginning, between the Reisha and the Sefer? All right, turn over, continue on the other side.